Welcome to Tardei Melacha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be learning Sefer Yeshayahu, Parak 47. In the last parak, we learned about how Bavel and all the idols will be destroyed. The parak ended with Hashem warning the nobles from Bavel not to be cruel to the Jewish people. This parak picks up discussing the destruction of Bavel in more detail. Yeshayahu has already said a nevuah about Bavel's defeat in Prakim 13 and 21. This parak adds a slightly different focus. It is a nechama, a consolation, to show that Bavel will be punished for their cruelty. The fact that there is justice in the world is a comfort to the Jewish people. Bavel did not have any mercy on the Jews, and therefore Hashem will not have any mercy on them. The Mishpatzot Zahav suggests another connection of this parak to the previous psukim. In parak 45, Rashi interpreted part of the parak as a nevuah about Habakkuk, who is going to question the length and severity of Galus Bavel. This parak discusses the destruction of Bavel again to assure everyone that Hashem will indeed save his people. We will be learning this parak primarily with the interpretation of the Malbim. The Malbim has a unique approach to learning Nach. He focuses on how the words in the psukim that may seem repetitive are actually teaching us important lessons. He also shows how these word choices may teach philosophical truths. I've not included the Malbim a lot in our learning of Yeshayahu, as his approach often needs to be carried through from the beginning of the parak to the end. It would also be more challenging to condense his approach on the more challenging prakim into the necessary time limits. This parak is a wonderful opportunity to have a taste of how the Malbim approaches some of the word choices in the parak. The Malbim says that this parak contains metaphor. Bavel is represented as a princess whose father has been killed. The parak begins with the Navi talking to this princess. Until now, she has been living a life of luxury and honor. Now, when her father dies, things will change. Pasuk 1. Ridi ushvi al afar. Get down and sit on the dust. Besulas bas Bavel, maiden, daughter of Bavel. When the king is killed, the princess sits in the dust to mourn her loss during the mourning period. After the appropriate mourning time is ended, the princess gets up for mourning and wants to take over the throne. She discovers that her land has been overrun by the enemies and there is no more throne to go back to. Shvil aretz ein kisei. Sit on the earth without a chair. There is no throne anymore. Not only is she not able to rule anymore, she doesn't even have a country anymore. Kilo sosifu yekru lach raka vanuga. They will no longer call you tender and delicate. This princess had been used to enjoying the finer things of life without having to do any work. People who are pampered end up spoiled and weak. The pampered lifestyle has come to an end for the princess. Bavel, like a princess with all the power, has been enjoying all the luxuries of the world without doing any labor. The princess will now need to work to live. The job she will need to do is one of hard labor so that she can eat. Pasuk 2. Kechi rechayim v'tachani kamach. Take the millstone and grind flour. Rather than sitting around in complicated and impractical clothing, gali samasech, remove your veil. Noble ladies would wear a veil to cover their hair, while poor women do not dress with such propriety. Chespi shovel, gali shok, reveal your foot, uncover the leg. This princess will need to travel and cross through rough terrain and rivers. Her clothing will not stay in one place. It will rip and reveal her legs as she hikes. The Radak says that what will happen to Bavel will be similar to what they did to the Jewish people. They marched them with little clothing, and so they too will have this fate. Pasuk 3. Tigal ervasech gam tera'eh harpasech. Your nakedness will be uncovered, and your shame will be seen. Everyone will see her disgrace. This is happening to the princess because, nakam ekach, I Hashem will take vengeance. Bavel the princess is being punished for her cruelty to the Jewish people. V'lo efka adam. Hashem will not need to ask any help from any person. He can take nechama, vengeance, for all that has happened because Hashem is, Pasuk 4, Goalenu, our Savior, Hashem Tzvakos Shemo. He is Hashem Tzvakos. This name means that Hashem is the master and controls everything in the world. Hashem is also Kadosh Yisrael, the Holy One of Israel. He will fight the battles of his nation, and he will not need any man to help, as he is separate from all mankind. The Mishpatzot Zahav adds that the punishment of the Jewish people was directed precisely by Hashem. Bavel were his messengers, but then they forgot for whom they were working. their punishment will likewise be carried out by Hashem alone. The Perek has described how Bavel will descend from wealth to poverty. Now it will describe how Bavel will lose all political power and control. Pasuk 5. Shvi dumam uvoi vachok shech bas kastim. Sit quietly and come into the dark, daughter of the kastim. This princess was constantly traveling from place to place. She should not think that she will recover from her being deposed. She should stay inside, as no one should see her in the streets, as there is no hope for her here. Her life has changed forever. Ki lo so sifi yikru lach gveres mamlachos. They, the other people, will never again call you mistress of the kingdom. This princess, which represents Bavel, will lose all power. The Malbim extends the mashal of the princess to explain the next few psukim. Bnei Yisrael are like the son of a king who is very rebellious. Hashem gives this son over to a coarse individual to knock some sense into him. In our time, it would be like a parent enrolling their child into a wilderness program or a troubled teen facility. The goal of the father was to get his son under control. The hired goon needs to keep two things in mind. First, the hired help should have compassion on the son. The son is a cultured individual. The fact that he has to be with his coarse person should be punishment enough. Second, the goon does not have any real power. The son is there only as long as the father is angry. If the conditions are too harsh, the father would remove the son from this location. Similarly, the Jewish people were refined and spiritual, and then, Pasuk 6, Katsafti alami chilalti nachlasi etnem biyadech. I was angry with my nation. I profaned my inheritance. I took this holy people from this spiritual environment of Eretz Israel into Bavel and put them in your hand. This change was punishment enough. But Bavel chose to treat the people cruelly. Velo samt lahem rachamim al zakein hichbat ulech ma'od. You showed them no mercy. You made a person do very heavy labor. It is natural to treat an older person with compassion and kindness. But Bavel was cruel to all. They also forgot that this position would only last as long as the father, Hashem, was upset with his son, the Jewish people. They thought, Pasuk 7, Le'olam eyeh givares. I will always be the mistress. They thought they had the power, and they didn't think that their power over the Jews only came because the nation had sinned. They didn't think that eventually Hashem would punish them. The Mishpat of Zahav points out how ironic this is. Yirmiyahu had told them explicitly that the kingdom would last only 70 years. Everyone knew about it, but they refused to believe it. Belshazzar was the first to celebrate what he thought was the end of the 70 years and took out the vessels from the Beis HaMikdash. Ahasuerus likewise had the same reason for his party. They assumed that Bavel would last forever. Eventually, though, the time would come for the son to come home. The king would be dissatisfied with the son's treatment. The Malbim explains how now the princess is vulnerable to both internal and external threats, yet she does not recognize that her kingdom is in any danger. When a kingdom is overthrown by an internal coup, the kingdom is left like a widow without its leader. Here, Princess Bavel says, Pasuk 7, Lo eshev almana, I will not be a widow. She does not think there will be a coup. She also says confidently, Lo eda shchol, I won't know the loss of children. She is confident that she will not be attacked by an invading army that would decimate her population. Both the internal and external threats would be realized at one time, Pasuk 8, Biyom Echad, on one day. First, there was a coup in Bavel. The officers of Belshazzar killed him, so the nation was an almon, a widower. And then, Paros and Madai invaded, so the people found themselves shchol, bereft of their children who were killed in battle. This turn of events was shocking. It used to be commonplace that there would be a coup and an invasion in different kingdoms. After Nebuchadnezzar dominated the region, there was stability everywhere, with no more changes and upheavals. Bavel faced unprecedented threats, even though they still had their wise men and their sorcerers advising them, which did not help them. Despite warnings about internal and external threats, Bavel stayed confident in their position of power, Pasuk 10, Vatiftachi b'ra'aseich, you were secure in your wickedness. Bavel had seers, and none predicted that there would be any problems. For Bavel to change, they would need one of two things. Either they would need to be embarrassed that others would see them and be disgusted. They say, Ein ro'ani, no one sees me. Or they could change because they self-reflect and realize their behavior is causing them issues. Bavel will also not self-reflect, as they do not have an accurate sense of who they are. Chachmasech v'da'atech hi shovevasech. Your wisdom and knowledge, it perverted you. Finally, because they will not change, Bavel is attacked. On the night of Belshazzar's big party, he saw the Malach's writing on the wall, which he could not translate. Pasuk 11. Lo seidi shachra. You won't know how to seek. Belshazzar needed to ask Daniel to translate the phrase. Then the officers of Bavel rebelled. Vatipol alayach hova. A calamity fell on you. And finally, vatavo alayach pesom shoah lo seidai. Ruin shall come upon you suddenly, before you know it. Paras and Madai invaded, and the kingdom was finished. The Navi suggests ways for Bavel to delay what would prove to be inevitable. He tells them that perhaps they can consult with all the wise men of their kingdom and with the advisors who had taught them as a child. Perhaps these advisors will have advice to help them out of this situation. Pasuk 12. Ulai tuchli ho'il, ulai ta'arotzi. Maybe they can help. Maybe you can still win. This advice is not going to help them in the present. Pasuk 13. Nil es berov atasayach. You are tired from all the advice. They learn that nothing can change the past. Perhaps, Yeshayahu suggests, they should now concentrate on the future and seek help from the stargazers, the seers, and the astrologers instead of from their wise men and advisors. Bavel will find that these people are like Pasuk 14, Kash, straw near a fire. Kash straw is far more flammable than regular wood. Wood does not catch fire easily, while straw will burn up even if it is not immediately in the fire, but just near it from the heat. In addition, when wood burns, it at least leaves behind charcoal, something that is usable. Straw just burns up with no residue or remainder. Bavel and their advisors are like this kash, the straw that is burnt. Pasuk 14. Lo yatzilu es nafsham miyad lehava. They can't save themselves from any flame like wood can. Ein gacheles lachmam ur lasheves negdo. After the straw is burnt, it doesn't make coal to warm by, or a light to sit next to it. Pasuk 15 explains the nimshal, what is the symbolism of this straw and fire. Kain hayulach. So, Bavel, it will be for you. This is your end. Asher yagata, all your efforts will be like straw that burns up immediately. In the first stages of war, they will be defeated. Then, the ruins that are left from Bavel will have no purpose. They cannot even be used as lodging for traveling merchants. They are like straw that does not produce coal. There is no useful purpose that comes from their destruction. Socharayach minorayach ish levro ta'u ein moshiach. All the merchants of your youth, all of those who used to come to the capital, to Bavel, in order to trade, each one will wander off. There is none to save you. This parak had an extended metaphor about Bavel. Bavel is compared to a pampered and spoiled princess who loses everything overnight. The reason that Bavel loses power is that they were given the rights to help out with the kings, Hashem's wayward son, the Jewish people. They tortured the wayward son, and so Hashem will avenge their behavior with justice. Bavel will be destroyed with no positive outcomes coming from their existence. There is a lesson in this parak. The Nevi'im warned Bavel that she would be conquered, but she managed to fool herself as well as others in the area. She was given one job, to house the exiled Jews, but instead, she took the power for herself to become a vast empire, torturing and harming many people and many different kingdoms. At times, we too are given gifts of money, power, or intelligence. If we look at these gifts like Bavel looked at their gifts, as something that shows and reflects our own internal greatness, we will not use them properly. Whenever we have gifts, we must use them to benefit Hashem and his children. Thank you for learning together, Le'ilui Nishmas, Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bas Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.